Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
Sister Mary Joanne Serrani brings a never-ending joyful energy to the people she interacts with. In her work in faith formation, education, and personal support, she's there with a caring smile. Since 2016, she has served as Director of Faith Formation at St. Vincent de Paul Parish in Niagara Falls. In a 2020 issue of Felician magazine, Sister Joanne explained that she connects with the people of Niagara Falls because they, like her, are salt of the earth people. Born and raised in Batavia, Sister Joanne was inspired by the nuns who taught her at Notre Dame High School. She became a teacher herself in the mid-1980s and worked in numerous schools and in campus ministries. From 2010 to 2014, she directed religious education at St. Jude the Apostle Parish in North Tonawanda, and then shortly after, she accepted her current position at St. Vincent de Paul. She works to bring children and adults closer to Jesus and does so with zeal. During the Diocese of Buffalo's 175th anniversary celebrations, she brought her enthusiasm to numerous masses and events, making sure to bring along her copy of Flat Tymon, the small paper cutout character resembling Buffalo's first bishop, John Tymon. Sister Joanne Serrani is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of many more throughout the diocese who are touching and changing lives every day. If you know a sister active in your local parish or school, remember to take a moment to say thank you. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.